This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Jonathan Roth of RothResearch.com. He is in the Vancouver area. I'm learning from Jonathan and from the reporting that Vancouver and the region all around Vancouver are experiencing what is called now technically atmospheric rivers, waves of atmospheric rivers striking, leading to catastrophic rainfall that continues, taking down parts of the infrastructure that are assumed to work all the time, especially in the heavy winters that are routine in Vancouver. Jonathan, a good day to you. Thank you for this, because I saw the reporting during our Thanksgiving holiday of Vancouver being cut off, and I thought, what? Vancouver cut off? It's on the ocean. How is it cut off? But now that I've seen the photographs, especially around a large city called Abbotsford, I see the flooding was instantaneous, where there was really no warning. At one point, there's this spectacular photograph of a train going over what appears to be a ravine. The ravine wasn't there before, and much of the freight train, thankfully it wasn't a passenger train, is at the bottom of the ravine. Is this something you hardy Canadians are used to, Jonathan, or is this an extraordinary event? Good evening to you.
Good evening to you, John. Yes, this is an extraordinary event. We have not seen something like this in decades in this part of the world. It has indeed cut off Vancouver from the rest of Canada. There was a time when literally every single transportation and trade link between us and the rest of the country were cut off, and that includes highways. Well, the port obviously is on the ocean, so we were okay there, but highways were cut off. Rail was cut off. Our pipelines were all cut off, and many of those still remain in, let's just say, very bad shape as it stands today, because the rains continue, and it has been a very, very devastating last couple of weeks here.
You are south, or at least southeast of Vancouver, the large city. In your area, are people hearty? Are they recovering? Or this flooding, I couldn't tell whether it was striking your area as well, Jonathan.
Yes, right where I actually live. I live in a little town called Rosedale, which is right on the eastern end of the greater Vancouver area, between me and a little town called Hope, which is about, just for your audience sake, maybe 10, 15 miles. It is outback. It is the wild. There are bears and cougars between me and Hope. But yes, there is indeed flooding everywhere. It's quite a rural agricultural area, so a lot of the farms have been hit by this. It's been devastating for everyone, because even just in my own personal life, we've been cut off highways, you know, not able to travel. My children have been not able to go to school because some of the teachers live in areas where they're cut off from coming to us. So it in every possible way, this has been, just to put it mildly, right out of the blue. This was not something anyone before the last couple of weeks had ever thought about in terms of our infrastructure links being cut off the way that they have been.
And the rain continues. The atmospheric river, I've seen one storm center presentation 24 hours out of date, but in any event, showing that it's coming from the southwest of you, and it comes in waves. Now, is this the time of year that would be snow, Jonathan? Is that what's extraordinary here, that the snow has turned into rain?
Well, typically in this part of British Columbia, it's actually we experience quite mild winters. We usually get snow two or three times a year. But in this case, what's happened is that we always get rain. This is anyone who knows anything about Seattle's rain issues in the wintertime. Vancouver is we are the twin city in that way. So we do receive a lot of rain. But what we've received over the last 2 weeks is completely, utterly out of the ordinary. And by just trying to put some figures to it, we basically, when this started a couple of weeks ago, over a 48-hour period, we received a month's worth of rain. And November is always a very heavy rain month as it stands. So to receive that kind of rainfall within 2 days was just absolutely unbelievable. Not to mention the fact we are living within a valley surrounded by mountains that, you know, go up at least to 7,000 feet. So at the upper ranges, the higher elevations, that's obviously covered in snow. But as that turns into rain and melts and comes down the mountains, you end up with landslides, flooding, just devastating effects that have impacted us all the way up past the Greater Vancouver area up and through the Coquihalla Highway, which is a very, if you've ever watched the program Highway Through Hell, which airs on Discovery Channel and the Weather Channel in the United States, National Geographic, it is, that highway has been completely devastated. Multiple bridges taken out, stretches of highway just completely gone. And the town that sits at the head of that highway, it's called Merritt. That town has been also completely devastated. A third of the town evacuated, homes completely gone. It's just in every possible way, this is completely unexpected. We obviously, we live in a mountainous area. We expect crazy weather at times, but nothing like this.
The virus continues. The recovery continues. Inflation is all around us, and now storms. Does the Weather Channel offer an explanation for where this came from and what the future looks like for you, Jonathan?
Yes, there are obviously, look, we do receive a lot of rain on a regular basis, and some of the flooding is somewhat self-inflicted. There is a certain aspect of that in every, the same way as New Orleans, you know, look, you, if you build below sea level, you might end up having problems when large storms come. And part of the area, you mentioned Abbotsford at the beginning of our conversation. Abbotsford, much of the Sumas Prairie area of Abbotsford, which is populated by farms there and represents about 50% of British Columbia's dairy production. So this is milk and eggs for the most part. But that is all in an old lake bed that roughly 100 years ago and Canadian Army engineers took out the basically flooded out emptied out this lake and turned it into this fertile farmland and then built dikes all around it. But those dikes have not been upgraded in decades. So that's been a problem there. Now, going back to your original question, though, are we expecting more of this in terms of what's happening with the climate? There's no question that these kinds of events seem to be happening more often. We had some very crazy weather in the summertime, which probably many of your listeners may be familiar with. We had the town of Lytton literally burned up because of the heat was so extreme in the middle of the summer. We had forest fires like we've some of the worst forest fires we've ever had this past summer. So in every possible way, between the fires, the floods, and obviously the virus, which continues, it feels like we are in a biblical condition in the place that we're currently living in.
I do remember that heat wave reporting on it while I was reporting on the fires from California and in Washington and Oregon. I regret that I didn't have you to call on for your heat wave. Jonathan, what does the central government in British Columbia say? What does the central government in Canada say? Is help on the way? What do they estimate for your recovery?
Well, some of that has been very positive in terms of especially local governments and just, you know, average citizens just coming together, trying to make things work as best they can. And there's been a real camaraderie that way, which is extremely, you know, very heartwarming, quite frankly, for all of us who are in the middle of this. The British Columbia provincial government has been right there trying to help out as much as they possibly can. I think at the beginning they were caught unawares of this. This really caught everyone by surprise. But as they've got up and running, they're definitely moving as quickly as possible. The federal government sent out the military, which arrived I guess 3 or 4 days after the original flooding. There has been a lot of criticism about that, which is another story, because this may one day factor into your reporting in terms of what's happening geopolitically as it pertains to China. But Canada's only army base was removed from the West Coast and moved to a city called Edmonton up in Alberta, and that was in the late 1990s. So this area of Canada literally has no army base anywhere within its, you know, local vicinity. So the federal government's received a lot of criticism about that. This said, Prime Minister Trudeau made a visit out here late last week and has promised to do whatever it takes to try to repair the damage. And I can tell you right now, the estimates are into the at least around $1 billion. Given what's happened even over this past weekend, I would expect that number to rise considerably.
Jonathan Roth of RothResearch.com reporting from the Vancouver area about the atmospheric river that continues. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World.